Well, hello, gentlemen, again. Now, you all know who this femme is, don't ya? This is Judge Judy. Hell, I used to watch the program quite a lot. It was quite entertaining. In fact, I still watch some of them now. Of course, she's not doing it anymore. She's getting quite old. But she had a very sharp mind. Even though she was a femme, of course. But having a sharp mind, does it mean you have logic? And apparently, it means no. She's just thrown her support in for a candidate in the election. The US election. Which I'm not even following at all, because I think America is basically a banana republic, and now doesn't really matter who gets in. And I've frankly just lost interest. But has Judge Judy put her support behind a man? Or really just the best candidate for the job? And unfortunately the answer is probably no. Because when femmes vote, they vote with their heart, their feelings, not their logic. And that's basically how Justin Trudeau got in the first time. I'm not going to talk about the second time. Something afoot, Watson. And femmes always promote femmes, never generally promote males. So Judge Judy put her backing behind Nikki Haley, who I have no idea who she is and I don't really care. But a lot of femmes can have sharp minds, but they don't have the logic. Well, they just use their feelings. And that's where everything goes a bit tits up. I think when a man makes a political choice, he does use his feelings, of course, but mostly his logic. That's why men like to go watch action films, and femmes like to go watch lovey-dovey films with feelings, emotions, which of course they needed to bring up children. I mean, think of it this way, when discipline needed to be handed out, it was the father figure that did it, not the femme. The children knew they could wrap themselves around the femme and get away with lots of things, but not so with the father. So, who would you want to run your country? Well, I don't really have to answer that. There's enough proof about where femmes have been in charge of lots of things and they've all gone kind of skew-whiff, haven't they? Sometimes it hasn't just cost the company money, it's cost the company itself, which has gone bankrupt. I've lost some respect for Judge Judy, I'm afraid. She hasn't got such a clinical mind like I thought she had. It's a bit too clouded up with feelings, emotions. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised. After all, she's just a femme. Anyway, guys, what do you think? Let me know. Take it easy.